Well, political tensions are raging on in Bangladesh with four more deaths reported in the latest clashes between opposition and ruling party activists. The new killings raise the overall death toll to 15 since Friday. Schools and businesses remain shut across the country on the second day of the nationwide strike called by the opposition. Phone talks between Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and opposition leader Khalida Zia on Saturday failed to halt the three-day strike and defuse the crisis. The opposition wants Hasina to give up power and to set up a caretaker administration to oversee elections in January 2014. Well, to get the latest on that, we're now joined by Abdulrahman Khan, who is a journalist and commentator, and he's now joining us live from the Bangladeshi capital, Dhaka. Now, Mr. Khan, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, firstly, tell us the latest, you know, where you are in Dhaka, and secondly, tell us about the mood in the air. Is there any hope that this political crisis will be resolved?
That is not seen in near future, because both the parties are standing and falling apart. Their demands are totally different. So government wants an election under its control, according to the present constitution. But the opposition wants that the election should be held under a caretaker system that has been scrapped by the present government with its brute majority in the parliament. So the crux of the problem is that both of them are standing on the two opposite sides. So there is not any easy chance at this moment that they will get together and they will sit together.
But, right, Mr. Khan, are there legitimate concerns that if the government stays in place throughout the elections that there will be vote rigging?
That is the accusation the opposition is saying, that when the government is in power, it can manipulate the total administration and it can manipulate the vote. So that is why government wants that there will be no free and fair election under this present regime of Sheikh Hasina.
And so how are Bangladeshis feeling about this entire crisis?
Actually, Bangladeshi people are more concerned about the death, destruction, and the conflicting situation and violence which is spreading throughout the country very rapidly. So people are anxious about their life, their property, and overall security system in the country. And that is why the diplomatic committee also have got involved into the process to negotiate. I think that the world media should know that the US has got its interest here. India, the next door neighbor, has got its interest, and China is also involved. And these three parties are now trying to bring some negotiated solution in the problem.
Interesting. Okay, well, we'll leave it there for now, but of course, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Abdulrahman Khan, journalist and commentator, speaking to us live from Dhaka.